因为徐牧师特别用英文给我们讲到，我们是特别为着听英文的弟兄姊妹，所以盼望听英文的弟兄姊妹你们能够用心，因为这我们需要特别的努力才能够达成这些。因为我们是在讲台上轮流的翻译，所以我们信息的时间会缩短。
So therefore I will go fast.
所以我会加快速度。
And first of all, I want to, as I usually do, I go through, do a quick review of the entire, Genesis.
首先我把创世纪很快复习一下。
Since I already have the English and Chinese on it, so let's just do one, okay? I'll just do the English without interpretation. First of all, the beautiful beginning, creation, and beautiful lie created the fall, and ugly consequences, and merciful discipline from God, and sorrowful judgment, that's the flood, and man's arrogance,They got scattered all over, that is the, Tower of Babel. And, simple faith, Abraham left, according to God's will. And, God's worldview, and that caused Abraham and the Lot to separate. And then, Abraham went through a test of, his faith.and promise and the judgment and test of faith, and we all know faith without testing may not survive. And faith-based marriage, which is something a lot of people never heard. What is a faith-based marriage? Marriage is based on love, right?It's supposed to be based on faith. And misguided by self-interest. Self is always coming in. And shedding of the old self. That's our message today. Okay? This self is something very, very difficult to get rid of.
今天我们的信息是老我的放下。我们知道这个老我是很难放下的。
You know why?
为什么?
Because wherever you go, it follows you.
因为你不管去哪里,它都跟着你。
Now, I usually read the whole text of my message.
我平常是把所有的经文都读出来。
But today, there's 5 chapters.
今天有五章。
And you know how many verses is that?
你知道有多少节?
Well, let me tell you, it's more than Psalm 119.
我告诉你比诗篇119篇的经节还多。
Psalm 119 is only 172, you can count, right? 22 times 8.
所以诗篇119篇只有172节。
And this 5 chapters is over 180 verses.
但我们要读的五章要超过180节。
So what I'm going to do is, again, I already have the Chinese and English over there. I'm going to go through this brief summary very quickly in English. So you Chinese reader, read it. Can you do that? But you need to read fast.
把一些经文的总结放在屏幕上，我读英文，但是大家可以看中文的可以直接看，我们节省时间就不读中文。
Hopefully this saves some time. Jacob came to the land of the people of the east. He met Rachel, and she told her father Laban, and Laban welcomed Jacob to his home. Jacob lived there for a month. And Layton said, I can't expect you to work for me for free. Let me know what you want for wage. Jacob said, I'll work for you for 7 years if you give Rachel to be my wife. Okay, good deal. After 7 years, Laban gave a 7-day wedding feast, but switched Rachel with Leah. Jacob protested, and Laban dismissed it by saying, our custom demands to marry off the firstborn first. I'll give Rachel to you after 7 days, but you will serve me another 7 years. God saw Leah was despised. He gave her 4 sons, Reuben, meaning a son, Simeon, meaning herd, Levi, attached, Judah, praise. And in chapter 30, to compete for Jacob's love, Rachel gave her maid, Bilhah, to Jacob. She gave birth to Dan, judge, Naphtali, Russell. Leah gave her maid, Zilpah, to Jacob. She bore Gad, meaning good fortune, and Asher, meaning happy. And answered Leah, she gave birth to Issachar, meaning wage, Zebulun, honor, and a daughter, Dinah. God also caused Rachel to conceive, and she said, God has removed my shame. She named him Joseph. Add, meaning, may he add another one to me. And chapter 31. God told Jacob, it's time to go home. I'll be with you. Jacob took off with his family and possessions without telling Laban. Rachel stole her father's idols. Three days later, Laban and his brothers pursued Jacob. God forbid him to harm Jacob. Laban asked Jacob, why did you run away? I could have killed you if not for your God's warning. And why did you steal my idol? Jacob said, I fear that you'd take back your daughters from me. As for the idols, search it. Whoever has it shall die. It was not found. Jacob scolded Laban. You exploited me for 20 years. I could have been gone empty-handed, if not for my God's sake. Laban made covenant with Jacob. Jacob erected a stone along with the heap of stones gathered by the others. They feasted around it. Laban called the stone, I'm not going to read it. And Jacob called it Galeed, both meaning the same, the heap of witness. And 32, Jacob sent someone to Seir to see Esau, and to tell him that Jacob had lived with Laban for years, now he is back and wants to see Esau and to be blessed by Esau, or to reconcile with Esau. Esau is coming toward him with 400 men. Jacob was afraid and prayed, God of Abraham and Isaac, I know I'm not worthy of all the good things you have given me, but please save me from my brother Esau. Jacob prepared much gift and delivered them to appease Esau. In the night, he sent his 2 wives, 2 maids, 11 sons, and all his belongings over the fort of the Jabbok. Only Jacob stayed behind. And Jacob was left alone. And a man came to wrestle with him until the daybreak. When the man saw that he did not prevail against Jacob, he touched his hip socket, and Jacob's hip was put out of joint, and it became lame. The man said, it's daybreak, let me go. Jacob said, I'll let you go after you bless me. The man changed Jacob's name to Israel. and blessed him. Jacob called the place Peniel, meaning face of God, because he lived after seeing God's face. Chapter 33. Seeing Esau and his 400 men, Jacob sent the maids and their children ahead, followed by Leah and her children, then Rachel and Joseph. He went ahead of all of them, prostrated 7 times toward Esau. Esau came to embrace and kiss Jacob. Both wept. Then 2 maids, Leah, Rachel, and all the children came and bowed down to Esau. After Jacob's persisting insistence, Esau accepted all the gifts Jacob prepared for him. Esau offered to walk together. Jacob turned it down graciously for the sake of many young children and young livestock. Esau offered him men for their protection. Esau still refused tactfully, only saying, "We'll see you at your place at Seir." Jacob came peacefully to the city of Shechem. He bought a piece of land from the son of Hamor, Shechem's father, to pitch his tent. There he erected an altar and called it El Elohi Israel, God, the God of Israel. Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we come together to worship you. Because you are the one that worthy of our worship. Even though we know we are sinners,
虽然我们是罪人,
and we feel that it is what a blessing it is that you do not despise us but want to save us.
我们何等有福, 你没有撇弃我们, 你要拯救我们。
We thank you for taking the initiative to reach out to us.
感谢你, 乃是你主动来寻找我们。
We pray that you will move in our heart so that we may receive your blessings.
你感动我们的心, 叫我们来领受祝福。
We pray in Jesus' name.
从耶稣的名祷告。
Amen. Amen. In Genesis, the second part I talked about before, mainly they are talking about four persons.
我以前交通过,在创世纪第二部分主要讲了四个人物。
First one is Abraham.
第一个是亚伯拉罕。
The second one is Isaac.
第二个以撒。
We are talking about the third person, that is Jacob.
现在我们讲第三个人物就是雅各。
Okay. And I also said Jacob represent what? That he represent a spiritual man.
我也说过雅各他代表一个属灵的人。
In contrast, what Esau represent?
相反的, Esau,
flesh, man of flesh. Okay?
所代表的就是一个属肉体的人。
It is difficult to really reconcile Jacob, spiritual man?
我们觉得说把雅各成为一个属灵的人, 这听起来不相称。
Until I realized that we can pick out any one of the person we think is a spiritual man, they come from where? They come from men of flesh.
其实我们把我们所能想到任何一个属灵的人, 我们想到他们的出处,他们都是从属肉体的人来的。
So we have read what happened, what kind of a person Jacob was.
我们读过雅各是怎样的人。
And God is working on him and with him.
神在他身上工作,也与他同在。
So even though he already met God. God already outreached to him, and he become a man of spirit, yet his old self is still there.
虽然说他遇见了神，神寻见了他，他里面变得属灵，但是他仍然有老我。
So he is still continuing doing the one thing his name represents, and that is what? Grab.
所以他不但做的一件事，就是他的名字所代表的，就是他总是在那里抓。
And then God reached out to him and promised him that he will be with him.
神遇见他，也应许他，神要与他同在。
And if I were him, I would have the same doubt, saying, really? Me? A rascal like me? And God is going to bless me? It's kind of hard to believe.
如果我是雅各的话，我也会怀疑说，像我这么不堪的人，神会来祝福我吗？
So he made a promise, or I should say the better words is, he made a trade with God.
所以他向神做了一个保证，或者更准确的说，他是想跟神做一个交易。
Let's have a deal. God, if you bless me, and I will give you tithe.
他的交易就是，神如果你祝福我，我就把十分之一奉献给你。
As if God needs money.
好像说神需要钱一样。
So, at this point, fortunately, God accepted him the way he is. But, fortunately, God will not let him stay the way he is.
感谢神，神照着雅各的本相接纳了他，但是神却不要雅各留在他的本相里面。
So fortunately for Jacob, but also fortunately for all of us.
感谢神，在雅各身上是如此，在我们的身上也是如此。
So out of these five chapters of today's scripture, and I divided in three main areas, because God accepted Jacob, but then he put him through a boot camp in order to train him into something or someone that God want him to be.
今天五章的经文我分成三个部分，神接纳了雅各，然后把他放在一个训练营里面，好让他变成神所要他变成的样子。
So God gave Jacob a new beginning.
神给了雅各一个新的开始。
And then followed by a new challenge.
随之而来是一个新的挑战。
And that's the boot camp.
好像一个训练营。
In order for him to have this new life.
为要成就一个新的生命。
So let's start with this new beginning.
所以我们从这个新的开始来开始。
Oftentimes, in order to have a new beginning, you need to leave the old place, go into the new environment.
所以通常要一个新的开始，我们要离开旧地方，来到一个新的环境。
Because the old place is going to have very, very strong attachment to you.
因为旧的环境总是会抓住我们。
And it will be very difficult to change.
让改变非常的困难。
And so, Jacob left his home and went to the place. They said the people of the east. And he went over there. I don't know how he does it. If you want to go somewhere very, very far today, you drive and with what? With GPS, right?
雅各他就离开了家，来到了东方人的地方。 我不知道当时会怎么样。今天我们要去远方，我们都必须有一样东西需要，就是我们的导航系统。
He didn't have GPS. In fact, he didn't even have any vehicle. It's all walking.
雅各他没有这个导航，他也没有交通工具，他是用脚走的。
And how did he reach the destination?
他怎么会他能够到达目的地？
As we read the scripture, I think most of you are familiar with, is that he reached exactly the point he need to be.
大家都熟悉经文，雅各他所到的地方正是他所要去的。
He went to that well.
他到达的非常准确。
There are many, many different wells all over.
他到了井旁，
那
有许多的井。
Well.
他就特别到了那一口的井。
And there are three flocks over there, and they're waiting.
那里有三群羊卧在井旁。
And so he was over there, they asked his people, hey, do you guys know, Nahor?
所以他就问那些牧人说，你们知道那个拿赫吗？
The descendants of Nahor.
他的孙子，拿赫的孙子，拉班吗？
And of course, do you know, Laban?
所以你们一定认识拉班。
And of course, they said, yeah, we know him, because we are his people.
那些牧人就说，当然我们认识，我们是他的人。
So he got to the right place.
所以雅各他到了一个对的地方。
And here's a new hope.
所以就有一个新的盼望。
I think maybe I jumped. No, I think it is. Okay. But anyway, I have to, go a little faster because there's too much details in the story.
我要快一点，因为太多细节。
And, not only he got the right place and the people out there saying, in fact, look, Laban's daughter, Rachel, is just coming over. So he locks his eyes on Rachel.
所以这些牧人不仅是认识拉班，也他们说拉班的女儿拉结，你看正向这里走来，所以雅各就定睛看拉结。
So he met with Rachel and exchanged information and embraced, and then Rachel went home, told her father.
所以雅各遇见了拉结，他们亲嘴问安，所以后来拉结回去就告诉了他的父亲。
And guess what did Laban do?
你知道拉班做了什么？
I think Laban remembered last time when someone came over to find a wife for Isaac.
所以拉班就记得上一次是有人来为以撒找一个妻子。
And what did he bring?
那人带来了什么？
A lots of stuff.
那个人带了
10 camels.
那个人带来了许多许多的礼物，装了十匹骆驼。
Now his son is coming.
现在那个人的儿子来了。
That's a great opportunity, don't you think?
所以这是一个大好机会。
So he just come out right out here to welcome him. Hey, you know, my friend, why are you standing out here? Come to my home.
所以他就立即的出来，他说，朋友为何站在那里？赶快来，进到我家中。
Very, very warm welcome.
这是一个非常温暖的欢迎。
Now, after they go in there, and of course they are very, very excited, chatting, and how long would that last?
当然他们寒暄问候，这个能持续多久？
Not very long.
不会很久的。
So, the Bible says, Jacob stayed with Laban for 1 month.
所以雅各 与拉班同住有一月。
Can you imagine what was he doing for that 1 month?
你能想象那个月雅各在干什么？
Let's say that you have a house, have enough room, and here comes somebody saying, I need to come over here to live. Would you mind for me to live in your house for about a month? And if you're generous enough, you say, of course. And during this month, do you think this guy, assuming he's, have some smart, do you think he would just sit there, do nothing, and eat 3 meals a day, and do nothing?
我们想象一下我们的情形，如果你有这样房子，里面有足够的房间，现在有个人来说要跟你住一个月，然后你又很慷慨，就让他住下了。你觉得说，如果这个访客他是正常的话，他会心安理得住在那里，每天一日吃三餐，然后什么都不做吗？
Normal people will try very hard to do something, help something around the house or in the field. You know, it's kind of not to pay back.But a show of appreciation.
我们知道说正常的客人他们会寻找说有什么事情可以做可以帮助主人的，这个并不是说付这个住在这里的价钱，但是是一种表达感谢的方式。
But let me analyze Laban's psychology a little bit.
那我们来分析一下这个拉班的心理。
Laban says, I cannot allow you to work for me for nothing.
拉班说你为我做工不可没有工价。
Who talked about the work? Nobody talked about work. He is only doing something to show his appreciation.
没有，这里没有人做工其实做一点事应该是表达感激之情。
But Laban is using this opportunity to say, on the other side of what he said you should not work for me for nothing.But what he really meant is that I can allow you not to work here. He is going to exploit this free labor.
所以拉班真实的意思是说他好像口头上说你为我做工岂可没有工价，但是其实他真正说的你不能白住这里。
So, Jacob,It's already, love struck.
所以这个雅各他已经陷入了恋爱。
So therefore, the only thing he was thinking was Rachel.
他脑子里只有一件事就是拉结。
And now he's talking about the wages, he's still thinking about Rachel.
即便是谈到了做工，谈到了工价，他脑子里想的仍然只是拉结。
So he said,I'm going to work for you for free for 7 years if you give Rachel to me to wife.
所以他就说如果你让我娶拉结的话我就为你做工七年。
I have no idea how much that is. So I did some calculation.
所以我不知道这个到底值多少所以我就算了一下。
I don't know what is the modern, bride price for now. I don't know how much that is, but I calculated this way. Today, the federal minimum wage is 7.5, 8 hours a day, 300 a day, we have other, Sundays and Sabbaths and other holidays. So it comes to about $122,000.
所以我大概算了按照最低工资7.25块，然后一天8小时，一年300天，这样7年，这样算下来大概是12万。
I don't know why I put the times 8 there.
可能我打错一个字，是7年。
But anyway, that's a lot of money.
这个钱为数不少。
However, here we can tell one thing.Jacob is no longer just grabbing for something, for himself for free and by hook or by crook.
我们这里看见雅各他不再是抓，而且是不付代价的抓。
And he's willing to put out his labor.
他愿意付上他的劳苦。
That's a little bit different than the Jacob we know.
这和我们所知的雅各是不太一样。
So he developed a new attitude.
对于他来说这是一个新的态度。
And usually, we hope our kids will develop this kind of a new attitude when they leave home.
通常我们希望我们的孩子当他离开家的时候，他们也有这样的态度。
I'm pretty sure you have this experience. Your son finally went to college. So, you don't have to serve him anymore. Okay? He's going to take care of himself. Nobody is going to serve him like the mother or the father.And then when he get home, what happened? I mean, during the summertime? Same thing like before. He does nothing other than play games, and you serve him three meals a day.
通常也许你有这样的经历，我们的孩子终于离家去读书了，父亲母亲就不再需要那样的服侍他。通常他们都是什么也不做，父亲母亲来服侍。等到他们暑假回来，坐在那里你就发现同样的是他们仍然坐在那里也许玩游戏然后又父母把一日三餐端到面前
That's very interesting
很有趣
Another thing you have at this kind of experience You send your kids to kindergarten
你把送孩子去幼儿园
And the teacher tells you Oh, your daughter or your sonThey're just little angels. They are so great. And they just follow the instruction. They're so good. And I congratulate you.
你送他你的儿子女儿去幼儿园然后老师说他们真的太棒了他们非常听话他们简直就是小天使。
And you were puzzled. Are you sure did you get the right girl? His name is Rachel.
所以也许你的反应是说哦，你说的是我女儿吗她的名字是叫拉杰吗
She's not that way at home
她在家里不是这样
Jacob went to some place that nobody is going to spoil him
雅各去的地方没有人会宠他
He knows that
雅各知道这一点
And he responded or reacted properly
所以他的回应是正确的。
And then, not only that, he has to pay back what he cheated somebody else.
不仅如此他要把他以前怎样对待别人的他现在要同样的经历。
It's a new lesson.
这是一个新的功课。
He needs to repay the old debt.
他要偿还旧债
And who did he owe this new old debt?
他的旧债是什么
Who he owed?
他欠了谁的债
He owed Esau
他欠了以扫的债
He cheated Esau
他骗了以扫
And God wanted him to repay that in his way in a very interesting way
所以神要雅各经历在他的经历里面偿还这就在
So what happened in this after 7 years wow he was very very happy and time to get married and he was
7年后他很快乐因为这是要娶拉结的时候
and Laban Laban. I think God knows that Jacob needs to be re-educated. So therefore, who does he found? He has to, you know, teacher has to be better than the student, right? So he found a Laban who is better in this kind of a scheme than Jacob.
所以经过了这一切神觉得说雅各还需要再接受一次教育学生不能高过先生你就发现说拉班在欺骗的这世上比雅各更厉害
For us reading the whole story, hindsight, it's 20-20. We understand. But Jacob didn't know. So he immediately responded after the switch. He said, why did you deceive me?
我们是旁观者清。 雅各在经历的时候他不明白, 所以他要问说, 你为何这样欺骗我?
And Laban just dismissed it very, very clearly, very, very simply. And I found it very, very interesting. I don't know how to use English to say that. 中国人, Chinese, there's a word called 四两拨千斤, huh? How do you say that? In other words, when you're doing some fighting, people really give you a very, very strong hit, and you use a very, very light touch to push that away. And so Laban says, our custom demand that we have to marry off the first.
所以这个拉班的回答他非常有技巧, 好像中国人在说四两拨千斤, 所以就是说我们这里, 让小的先被娶, 我们这里没有这个道理。
So therefore, Laban, as he is, he's good. He said, okay, I know you're upset. So I'll give you Rachel to you after 7 days. We'll celebrate Leah's wedding for 7 days. And after 7 days, I'll give you Rachel. So, just wait for another 7 days. But, work for me for another 7 years.
所以拉班说,他看出雅各他很沮丧,他说,没关系,你等七天,你娶了这个利亚以后七天, 那我把拉结也给你, 但是你要为了拉结再服侍我七年。
Wow, I calculated that he really paid quite a bit of price, for the first 7 years, and now it's doubled. It's $244,000 at the current value.
所以我们看见说头七年那是很大的代价, 那现在这个代价要翻倍, 所以总数要到24万4千, 按照今天的价钱。
Now you know what there is, the meaning of there's no free lunch.
所以你就知道说, 我们的俗语说没有免费的午餐, 指的是什么?
Can you imagine, think? That's $250,000.
所以你就想想看, 这个差不多是, 100万的四分之一。
And then, in his training, a new challenge.
在雅各的功课里面, 他遇到一个新的挑战。
He came out with what? He came out with one stick.
当雅各出来的时候,他只有一根杖,
and nobody else, he's alone.
他是独自一人。
Now, he's got a family. Four wives, and 12 kids.
但是现在他, 有了一个大家庭, 他有4个妻子, 他有12个孩子。
And not only he needs to provide for these people, but also, they were not cooperating. The two wives is fighting.
他不仅要供养这个大家庭, 而且他的妻子彼此争闹。
But in God's eyes, these are all the different courses he is taking.
在神的眼中, 这些都是雅各所要学的功课。
And the new challenge. when Jacob was done with 14 years of labor to pay off the debt of two wives.
当雅各终于经过了14年, 来付清他的工价, 得到了他两个妻子。
And he's thinking, it's time for me to leave. I already paid off all debt.
在雅各的想法里, 我已经付清了, 所以是时候该走了。
But then, interesting thing happened. Laban wouldn't let him go.
有趣的是拉班不让他走。
The reason is very interesting.
这个, 原因很有意思。
It's not that Laban just wants his labor, free labor. You know, can you imagine when you marry off a daughter, you lose a labor. But he kept him. So not only he didn't lose the daughters, but he gained a man's labor. But this is not what Laban want him to stay, the reason for him to stay.
你知道说通常人不愿意嫁女儿因为家里就少了一个做事的人但是拉班身上他不仅没有少了一个女儿他多了一个免费做工的但是这不是拉班不让雅各走的真正原因。
Laban said, I observed that God has been with you. Whatever you touch prospers.
拉班说我看出神与你同在你所做的凡事顺利。
And this is what Laban him wants. Now Laban's saying, I'm going to pay you the wage and just say it, I'll pay it.
所以现在拉班说,你要什么工匠,你只管说, 我会付给你。
That's a great offer. That's a great offer. Some of you may have experienced that. You went to a certain company under minimum wage. And then after you worked so a little while, there's some better offer. You said, I'm going to quit and go over there. And the boss says, no, stay. Just name your price. I'll pay for it.
也许我们当中有人有这样的经历,你们到公司去拿很低的工资,但是做了许久以后,你有更好的职位,你要离开了,那个老板就来找到你说,不要走,你想要多高的工资,尽管提。
That is the best compliment for you than anything else.
其实来说,这样,这是其实是一个称赞,这个称赞胜过任何其他的称赞。
Even if you don't stay, I think you will appreciate that kind of a feedback.
不管你离开还是不离开,如果听到这样的话,这是最大的称赞。
So, Jacob has been a good witness, good testimony for God.
所以雅各为神做了美好的见证。
But then, the old self is still around.
但是老我还是在那里的。So
therefore, he agreed, saying that, okay, my wage is this. Anything in your stock that is not pure. I'm talking about the appearance. If it's not pure white, it's all me, all mine. The pure white, those are yours. Give me all those things that is not pure white, that black or spotted or stripped or whatever. Those is mine. And Laban agreed.
所以雅各就说，在这个羊群当中，就是那些颜色不纯的，有斑有纹黑色的。 这些有杂白纹的，这些就是我的工匠。So,
Jacob's changed, but not completely.
雅各有改变，但没有完全改变。At
least he is making progress.
但是他在进步。So
this time, he did not cheat. He used some scheme. He compete in a legal way.
这次他没有行欺骗的事,但是他仍然耍了一点手段,好像是一个合法的竞争。So
we won't be able to talk about why and how and why this works. It's too complicated. We don't have time to talk about it.
这里面的细节太复杂,我们没有时间仔细来讲。
But anyway, it turned out anything belong to Jacob are strong and fat. Anything belong to Laban are skinny and small.
所以最后的结果就是凡是属雅各的都是那些强壮美好的,那属拉班的都是那些瘦弱瘦小的。Laban
is no dummy. He saw it.
拉班他不傻,他看见了。His children, his sons
saw that too.
拉班的儿子们也看见了。So,
the relationship changed.
所以他们的关系就发生了改变。
I have a question. I don't have an answer. It said, why did he do that? I mean, why Jacob do that? If Jacob is so good, can't he just make both are very fat? Can he?
我有一个问题我自己不太明白，就是说，如果雅各这么有本事，为什么他不使所有的羊都强壮、都肥壮？
The only thing I can think of is that Jacob's so good, the flocks just exploded, and you don't have enough, enough grass to feed them all. So he made the choice.
所以我的猜测是，因为雅各他的羊群大大的增长，所以没有足够的草了。
If that were the reason, then we can see that big word self is still there.
所以我们看见，如果这个猜测是正确的话，那么我们看见在雅各里面那个大写的我仍然在里面。So
because the dynamic of their relationship is changed, and then at the exactly same time, God also told Jacob it's time to go home.
当他们彼此之间的关系互动改变的时候，神也介入，告诉雅各是时候离开了。So,
well, that's not a bad thing, okay? It's okay. However, he did something that people do not expect is that he skipped town.
这件事要离开本没有错，但是他做了一件我们想不到的事。
And I don't know why he didn't tell Laban, say, hey, time for me to go. He just, you know, he skipped town without telling Laban.
所以我们不知道为什么，但是雅各他是不告而辞。不辞而告。
And another thing is, why Rachel stole the idols?
还有一个问题就是为什么拉结偷了那个家中的神像?
These are the questions we don't have answers.
这些我们不知道答案。Maybe
it's what God is using this to tell us about the family of Laban. They are what? Idol-worshipping family.
也许神是要告诉我们说，拉班这个家他们是拜偶像的。That's
the easy answer. The tough answer is why would Rachel stole it?
这个很容易回答，但是更难回答的是为什么拉结要偷那个神像。We
have to just leave it hanging. Some people say Rachel want to get rid of these idols for his father. And I don't think that's
有人说拉结要为他的父亲除去偶像，我不觉得是这样。I
think Rachel was a idol worshipper.
我觉得拉结也是个拜偶像。And
he wanted that kind of a security.
他需要得到一份安全感。But
anyway, after they met, and God told Laban, saying, use the modern language. Don't touch him.
但是神向拉班说话，用现在的话说就是你不可动他。And
Laban, finally, there's not much Laban can do, so he said, let's have a treaty of non-aggression.
拉班就什么也不能做，所以他就跟雅各说，让我们来定一个约。
First of all, you need to treat my daughters well.
你要好好的对我的女儿。
And two, don't come over to invade my territory. I won't invade your territory either.
所以我不会过到你那边，你也不可以过到我这边。So
they signed a treaty.
所以他们就立了一个约。
And here is the new life. He has to face who? Esau.
所以他就新的, 接下来他就要回来面对以扫。
New life, I remember when I became a Christian, it took a long time. When I was 8 or 9, I heard the message, and I did not really commit myself until I was 30.
30. 30 or 13?
30.
30.
30. Yeah.
说到新生命，我回想我自己，我八九岁的时候就已经听过福音，但是我直到30岁才完全的委身。
You know what's the first thing came into my mind when I made that commitment?
你知道说当我委身于神的时候，我第一件想到的是什么事？
Restitution.
是
I don't know how to say it in Chinese. Restitution 就是偿还旧账，
偿还旧债
，OK? Because I used to be a thief.
因为我以前偷东西。
I stole something that I never forgot.
我以前所偷过的，我永远不会忘记。
I remember I stole something, and then somebody else say, "Oh, that's a nice thing, and may I borrow it?" And I said, "Sure." And he never returned it.
我偷了一样东西，然后别人说这东西看起来很好，我可以借一下。他借去了，就再也没有还给我。
And the first thing I thought about is I need to go buy it and return it.
所以我
back in Taiwan.
所以我先想到的就是我应该再买一件，然后要把它还回去，在台湾。
And that is a big thing.Which is very, very important in my life.
那件事在我生命中是很重要。
And so, Jacob prepared very, very well in order to reconcile with Esau.
雅各为了与以扫和好，他做了非常好的准备。
So first of all, he tested the way. He sent someone to go see Esau to see how he was doing.
他先派了人去试探以扫的态度。
And then he didn't know how Esau was going to respond, so he divided his people in 2 teams and saying, if Esau come attack one, at least half of them can run away.
不知道以扫会如何反应，他把他的人分成两队，意思说如果以扫来击杀一队，那么另外一队还可以逃脱。
Not only that, he sent outhundreds of his livestock in order to appease Esau.
不仅如此，他送了数以百计的牲畜，想要得以扫的欢心。
You know what? Jacob is smart. When he used it on the right way, he came up with a very, very good plan.
雅各很聪明，当他做对的事情，他的计划很好。
And then here comes a side story. He arranged everything and sent him over while he stayed behind, and then God came to him.
但是真正的故事开始了。那当他把所有的人都打发走，剩下他独自一人，这时候神来遇见了他。
He is wrestling with God.
他与神摔跤。
He didn't pick to wrestle with God. God came to wrestle with him.
并不是他主动要与神摔跤，是神来与他摔跤。
But basically God saying, you don't want to wrestle with me, but you need to wrestle with me.
神的意思，你并不想与我来摔跤，但是你需要与神摔跤。
Because if our relationship with God is not normalized, we cannot normalize our relationship with people.
因为我们与神的关系不正常，我们与人的关系就不会正常。
So therefore, he was wrestling there, and he learned he cannot just keep grabbing everything.
当雅各与神摔跤，他就经历到他无法抓住一切。
And what's interesting is he wrestled with God and he won. Isn't that strange?
我们想不到的是雅各 与神摔跤，他赢了。
And in here we might even say, may God forgive me, God was not playing fair.
原谅我说，神好像并没有很公平。
God saying, oh, I can't win him, so I destroy him. He just put his hip socket out of joint.
这个那使者见不能够赢，就摸了雅各大腿窝的筋。
But what's really going on is I finally understand in my own way. I said, if you have to wrestle with God, don't win.
所以说我觉得我就学到了功课说啊，你跟神去摔跤，不要去赢。
Do you remember sometimes you know God's will, but you know your will too? And whose will you want to be done? Mine. So you argue with God.
当我们自己有一个意愿，我们也知道神的意愿，那你究竟想谁的意愿能够成就？我们想的是自己。
In other words, when you are wrestling with God in your mind, when you win, you lose. When you lose, you win.
当我们在心思里面与神摔跤，我们赢了就是输了，我们输了就是赢了。
In other words, when we stand before God and admit our weaknesses and insufficiency, God says, I am.
当我们站在神的面前，承认我们自己的软弱不足，神就向我们显现，向我们说他是我是的那一位神。
That's why Paul says this in 2 Corinthians 12:10. It says, "For when I am weak, then I am strong. When I'm strong, I'm using my own strength. But when I am weak, I use God's strength. Then I become strong."
这就是当保罗说，他说我在哪里软弱，我就在哪里刚强。我的刚强乃是神的力量。
Finally, here comes, he have to go face Esau. When he sees Esau come, he just go over there, prostrate, get up, walk a few steps, prostrate again, 7 times. Talking about the humility.
当雅各最终见到以扫的时候，他一连7次俯伏，这说出他里面的谦卑。
And Esau, I believe, he already forgot that.
我相信以扫已经忘了。
Why? Why do I say that?
为什么我这样讲？
One, he cheated Esau with the firstborn's right. You're supposed to get, you know, 2/3 of the thing.When he left home, what he got? He brought only a staff, nothing. So Esau probably later on found out he didn't cheat me anything. I got everything.
我为什么这样想？因为虽然说雅各骗了长子的名分，理应得到双份的财产，但是当雅各离开家的时候，他只带了一根杖，所以从以扫的感觉来说，他什么也没失去。
However, as a spiritual man, he cannot use that as an excuse. He did wrong Esau. He need to ask for his forgiveness and the restitution.
所以从属灵的人，在属灵的人看来，这件事情仍然必须对付。
So he gave him a humongous amount of gift. And Esau said, I don't need it. But it's like a Chinese, huh? When you go to eat together, I pay. No, I pay. to see who can insist longer.
所以在以扫来看，他不在乎这个，因为他当初觉得说，他觉得他就没失去。就像我们中国人在饭店里要抢着付账，我来付。那最后是那个真正坚持的人来付。
So he insisted and Esau accepted.
所以雅各就一再坚持，最后以扫就接受了。
And Esau is really, really nice. He offered himself, offered his men to protect him, and he offered Lot. But Jacob says no, graciously.
以扫也愿意说保护雅各，或者派遣他的人来保护。 但是雅各他没有接受，但是仍然是用感谢的心。
I believe there are two reasons. One, he still did not trust Esau.
我想一个原因是他还没有完全信任以扫。
But I think a better reason is that he knows these are my responsibility.
但是我想更好的解释是雅各知道说这是我自己的责任。
And then he moved to his final destination and lived there. And then one thing he did right, finally, catching up with his grandfather, Abraham. What did he do? He built an altar.
所以最终他就来到了他定居的地方。他做了一件事，就像他的祖父所做的那样，乃是筑坛献祭。
Okay, this is long, but I'm trying to conclude, okay?
这很长，所以我来总结一下。To
grab something for yourself, that's nature, human nature.
人的本性就是要抓。But
to know what to grab, that is the key.
但关键是要抓什么。What
are you grabbing in this world?
你在世界上抓什么。If
you don't know God, you won't even know what to grab.
如果你不认识神，你甚至不知道该抓什么。So
one day we are going to face God.
有一天我们要与神面对面。You
want to face God today, or face God at the final judgment?
你是愿意今天面对神呢，还是愿意在最终的审判里来面对神？If
you face God today, then you will not have to face Him in the final judgment.
如果我们今天面对神， 那么到最终的最后的审判里，你不必面对死。
And what we face God is that let Him touch me.
面对神的意思就是让神来摸到我们。
I have a hard, hard neck.
我们是硬着颈项的。
But allow God to touch and soften our heart so that I will say, oh, I want this, but Lord, tell me what I should want.
让我们让神来摸到我们，让我们的心可以柔软。我们说我要这一个，但是让我们向神祈求说，让我知道该要什么。And
we should come to face God immediately, just the way you are, just the way I am.
所以我们要 到神的面前来是要立刻的，是照着我们的本相。Because
God is going to accept you just the way that you are.
因为神接纳我们是照着我们的本相。But
He will not allow you to stay that way.
但神不让你留在那个本相里。He
will shape you, send you through the boot camp, and you will come out much, much better.
他要塑造你，训练你，当你出来的时候，是一个新的生命。As
we can see today, Jacob, he has changed from a person who has grabbed everything for himself. After this boot camp, he is willing to sacrifice himself for somebody else.
我们看见说，经过神的制作， 经过这个神的训练，雅各从一个凡事为自己抓的人，变成一个愿意付出牺牲的人。
How do we know? Because when he saw Esau coming, he set up his wife and the children. But then, instead of staying behind, he went ahead. He went ahead to meet Esau. If Esau is still unhappy about him, he's going to be the one get the first hit.
我们怎么知道雅各他最终愿意牺牲自己摆上，因为他开始差遣所有的人在他前面， 他自己留在最后，等他们过了渡口遇见以扫的时候，他是走到最前。如果以扫仍然是向他怀怒，他是要承受的那个人。
So in other words, we all need to put the old self to death.
所以我们都要致死我们的老我。
And then the blessing will flow.
然后那个祝福就会在我们身上流淌。
In Psalm 37 and 5, I think all of you are very, very familiar. Let's read it together. Let's read it in English first. Okay? Commit your way to the Lord. Trust in Him and He will act. Okay, let's try the Chinese.
当将你的事交托耶和华，并依靠他，他就必成全。
And immediately I know somebody is going to ask, yes, I did. I tried, but I still didn't get what I want.
Right? 我知道一定有人说我已经尝试过了，但是我还是没得到我要的。
What's the problem?
问题在哪里？
He said, I still didn't get what I want.
问题在你想的还是我所要的。
He will do it according to his best for you. What you want may not be the best for you.
神所要给我们的是对我们最好的，我们所要的未必是对我们最好的。
I don't know how many times I praise God for not answering my prayer.
我不知道有多少次我赞美神，他没有答应我的祷告。
Did he do according to this verse?
神是不是按照这节经文的应许呢？
Yes, he did.
是的。
His answer is better than my request.
神的回应比我所要求的更好。
Let's pray.
让我们低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father, I thank you. Thank you for loving us your own way.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你照着自己的爱来爱我们。
I pray that you will touch each one of our hearts so that we will follow your will, not our own will.
愿你感动我们每一个人的心，叫我们不是寻求自己的意思，而是寻求你的意思。
So that we may become the person you want us to be to glorify you.
好让我们能够成为你想要我们成为的人，让你的名得荣耀。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.